One of the top 10 most influential men on the planet.
Hey, it's Jason Capital.
Jason Capital. He is the preeminent expert.
Jason Capital has been recognized as a top 100 entrepreneur by the White House.
There's very few people in the world like Jason Capital.
He gets right to the core.
It surrounds you with an energy unlike anything you've ever experienced.
There's a ton of value, but it's presented in a really consumable way.
In my definition, the way I describe freedom is getting what you want, when you want, with who you want.
This is pretty much just an awakening to the world.
Jason Capital.
Welcome to today's Daily Unfancy. I hope you're doing well. You look so good. You smell great too. If you have a short attention span, you're going to hate this. If you want value, you want to keep growing, hopefully you'll get some value out of this. That is my goal. So today, I want to talk about opinions and why they're stupid. And I say that because obviously it's hopefully a controversial or attention-grabbing thing to say because I want you to get this. I was thinking about this earlier, and why do we form opinions? Why do we need opinions? What would your life look like or be like if you did not have opinions? You only had resolutions, things that are convictions, things that you were convicted about, certain about, things you had done the work on, done the research, experienced all the different sides and arguments, and you felt you had enough evidence and documentation and experience to know the truth on this topic, and those are the only things that you had convictions about, and everything else where you have opinions right now, you didn't have any opinions at all, right? And I'm thinking about this because a lot of times people will ask me, what do I think about this, or what do I think about that? And my sincere answer now is I don't know. And other times it's like, I don't care. I don't know and I don't care. And it's more so that I don't know. And here's the thing, I kinda know, but I don't know enough to say the true answer. And we live in this world today where everyone has an opinion. The reason this actually, this whole thing came up is I saw an article, I was doing some research for a marketing thing, and I saw an article. It was about Kanye West and Donald Trump and Tony Robbins. And it was about how Kanye talked to Tony Robbins briefly after some meltdown, as they called it. And then the very first comment, the bottom of the article said something like, Kanye is gonna need a lot more than phony Tony to figure his shit out or to deal with this one or whatever. It was someone who had an opinion about something that they knew nothing about. Maybe they read the headline. If they're really dedicated, maybe they even read the whole article. That would be incredible. And now they have an opinion on it. Right, and we live in this culture where everyone forms an opinion about everything. Now, let me dissuade you from having opinions in general. My first question, how does having an opinion about all this, this other stuff, this random stuff, all this stuff in your life or culture around you, how does it serve you? How does it help you? How does it help you meet your goals? How does it help you become a better person for yourself and your potential and your family and your friends and your girlfriend or your wife? How? I will wait. You let me know in the comment section. I would love to hear how it helps you. In addition, right, Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's business partner, billionaire, I believe he's one of the most rational, wisest men alive, and I think he will go down as a very wise thinker for hundreds of years. He basically says that he will not form an opinion on anything until he can argue both sides just as well, meaning, like, you have an opinion about something, right? Maybe, let's just say politics. You have an opinion about politics and why this side should win. This side is better. But Munger would say you don't have the right to have an opinion about that side until you can argue for the other side as good or better than they can. In other words, until you totally understand where the other side is completely coming from, not just saying it, but truly you feel it, you understand it, you know all their points, and then you were allowed to form an opinion. But until that point, you're not. Now let me ask you this. How many people in our culture, when they form their opinions, have done that kind of work, have done that kind of research? See, I am doing my best not to have any opinions at all, except for the things that I am certain about, and on those things I am completely convicted, steadfast about, etc. Because on those things, I have done the work. I have done the research, I've put in the time, I've seen it from every fucking angle, repetition after repetition after, you know, reps on reps on reps on reps on reps, and now I know. And on those things, again, they are, I'm convicted about them, they're my convictions. But all the other stuff where I don't have that level of experience or insight or the ability to see it from every angle first before I decide, I have no opinion at all. So when people ask me what I think, I don't know, I don't care. That's just my answer. And here's the problem, another problem with forming opinions. When you form an opinion about something, you box yourself in. Hey, what'd you think about that movie? It sucks. Well, now you're stuck to that opinion. Everyone around you expects you to think that movie sucks. So if it's ever brought up again, you have to stay consistent with that opinion. It takes up mental bandwidth and cognitive power, and it doesn't serve you at all, right? You know, and we could even go from this, like this point, into like a discussion about Zen and not having attachments, right? What are attachments? Well, it's not just material. You can certainly become attached to stories. You can become attached to opinions, preferences, right? And so it's also the art of avoiding attachments to things, right? And living in a more detached way, which allows you to be more rational, which allows you to make better decisions, which creates a better life for you and the people around you, right? And so there's probably more I have to say about this, and I probably will going forward, but hopefully this stimulated some brainwave activity for you. It's a big brain you got there. And so if I could stimulate some activity in there, I would be very happy. But I don't have an opinion about it, right? On that note, have a great rest of your day. Very strange topic for Daily and Fancy, but let me know what you think in the comments. If you have a job, by the way, and you don't have an opinion about the job, you're not like, I kind of like my job, even though I've been there a week, like, you don't like the job, you are certain you don't like the job, you know it's not what you're going to be doing in your future or for your life, then click the link below, because I have a new book. It's free, it's called Fuck Jobs, and it hopefully will be a catalyst for you to replace that job income with a laptop or phone income that you can do even if you're kind of just getting started, so you can live the life and the freedom that you want. All right, peace.